Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. In this short episode, I want to highlight a language that most people don't use, but it's common. Sign languages. September 23rd is the International Day of Sign Languages. A unique opportunity to support and protect the linguistic identity and cultural diversity of all deaf people and other sign language users. This year, the theme will highlight the unity generated by sign languages. I've talked about language in an episode as an important way to communicate. Still, we communicate as well with a visual modality. Therefore, I wanted to remind you as well that sign languages integrate into society a partial community of disabled people that cannot use the word. There are many ways to communicate with people. Therefore, I think it was important to raise attention to the International Sign Languages Day, which serves as a reminder of the ongoing efforts to promote accessibility, inclusivity, and the recognition of sign language as a legitimate and valuable language. I wrote a blog post back in 2021 explaining how a TV show raised my interest in this language. Switched at Birth. It's an American TV show that follows the story of two teenagers that discovered to have been switched at birth and grew up in very different environments. One in an affluent suburb and the other in a working class neighborhood. One of them, Daphne, is hard of hearing, and the actress who played her started to learn ASL when she found out to have Meniere's disease, which leads to her hearing loss. However, there is no universal sign language. Different countries typically have their own version of sign language, which is unique to their region and culture. There are about 300 sign languages, for example, American Sign Language is different from British Sign Language, and American and British people may have trouble understanding each other because it's not like the English spoken version. Each sign has a specific meaning with additional face and body expressions, but it should not be confused with body language and usual nonverbal communication. That is not the same, because sign language is a natural language with its own grammar and lexicon. There are so many artists in the present and in the past that belong to the deaf community, but they find a way to speak out in this world. So it won't be bad if each of us will try to learn the local language sign to be able to understand a community better. I personally forgot most of what I learned about American, French, and Italian sign languages. In the beginning, I messed up because I realized how hard it was to learn different sign language than spoken ones. There was these French quiz online in which weekly there was a sign language version. I found it fascinating, and I don't know why the program was closed. It was funny, entertaining, and educative. Just remember that we communicate at different levels to be understood, but we should remember that we should make an effort as well to understand others. Stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.